Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Foul Language Welcome to Parenting is a humorous comic collection by Brian Gordon that turns the everyday chaos of raising children into sharply observed visual satire. Published as a compact paperback volume, it belongs to the parenting humor and webcomic compilation category rather than traditional advice or self-help. Its purpose is not to teach a formal method of child rearing, but to validate the emotional reality of parenthood through candid jokes, exaggerated situations, and blunt honesty. Gordon uses duck characters to soften the edge of the material while still capturing exhaustion, frustration, embarrassment, and affection in a way many parents recognize immediately. The result is a book that works both as entertainment and as social reflection. It shows that parenting is often messy, irrational, and repetitive, yet still deeply rooted in love. For readers already familiar with the series online, the book collects familiar material into a readable format. For new readers, it offers an accessible introduction to a widely shared internet comic voice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, parenting as a comic reality. Not an idealized one, the central idea of the book is that parenting is not presented as a polished journey of growth and fulfillment, but as a sequence of practical frustrations, interruptions, and emotional whiplash. Gordon focuses on the moments that many family books ignore: lack of sleep, constant demands, messy routines, and the sense that adults are improvising more than they are succeeding. This framing matters because it changes the genre expectation. Instead of promising solutions, the comics offer recognition. Readers are invited to see that confusion and impatience are normal parts of raising children, not signs of failure. That perspective makes the book especially effective for exhausted parents, because it reframes daily struggle as a shared condition rather than a private shortcoming. The humor depends on this realism. The jokes land because the situations are exaggerated only slightly, which makes the emotional truth feel immediate. In that sense, the book is less about parenting theory than about the psychological relief of being understood. Secondly, duck characters as a buffer for blunt emotional honesty. One of the most distinctive aspects of the book is Gordon's use of duck characters to portray family life. This visual choice does more than create a cute or recognizable style. It allows the comics to present profanity, irritation, and exhaustion in a way that feels playful instead of aggressive. The animal figures create distance from the reader just enough to make the harder truths easier to absorb. That distance is important because the material often deals with anger, fatigue, and exasperation, emotions many parents experience but may hesitate to admit openly. By placing those feelings in simplified cartoon ducks, Gordon lowers the emotional risk of the material while preserving its force. The style also broadens the appeal of the book. It can be enjoyed by readers who want family humor without a heavy tone. At the same time, the contrast between cute visuals and blunt content is part of the joke. The artwork signals innocence, while the captions and situations reveal the hidden strain of domestic life. That contrast is central to the book's identity. Thirdly, humor as a coping mechanism for the pressure of raising children. The book treats humor not as decoration, but as a survival tool. Parenting is shown as stressful, repetitive, and often irrational, and laughter becomes a way of making that burden manageable. Rather than minimizing the difficulty of child raising, the comics acknowledge it directly and then convert it into shared amusement. This is why the book resonates so strongly with parents. It does not deny the hard parts or replace them with sentimentality. Instead, it suggests that comic recognition can reduce isolation. If readers laugh because a situation feels painfully familiar, they are also recognizing that others live through the same frustrations. That social function gives the book more weight than a simple joke collection. It becomes a small act of emotional validation. The humor also protects the book from becoming too bleak. The jokes do not solve problems, but they keep frustration from feeling total. In that sense, the comic form mirrors a real parenting strategy, surviving by finding something absurd enough to laugh at before moving on to the next interruption. Fourthly, a candid voice that works because it refuses polished parenting advice. Unlike many books about family life, Foul Language does not try to offer a system, checklist, or expert framework. Its strength comes from refusing the language of authority. Gordon speaks from the position of a parent who is inside the mess, not above it. That voice feels credible because it is built on observation rather than instruction. The book therefore serves a different function from conventional parenting guides. It does not attempt to improve behavior through method, but to describe the emotional texture of raising children from the inside. This distinction is important because it explains why the book appeals to readers who may be tired of idealized parenting content. It acknowledges that parents often feel unprepared, annoyed, and inconsistent, and that these experiences are part of the reality of family life. The refusal to sanitize the subject makes the comic voice feel modern and relatable. It also explains the book's strong online reception, since webcomic audiences often value directness, brevity, and emotional honesty more than formal structure. Lastly, why the collection stands out within parenting humor? The book stands out because it combines a highly specific subject with a format that is immediately readable and shareable. Parenting humor can easily become generic, relying on broad jokes about children being difficult. Gordon's comic succeeds by rooting its jokes in recognizable micro-situations and in a consistent visual style that builds identity across the collection. The result is not just a sequence of isolated gags, but a coherent portrait of modern parenthood. Its viral success also reflects a broader cultural appetite for content that confirms parents are not alone in finding the job overwhelming. As a collected volume, the book preserves the best qualities of the webcomic format while making it suitable as a gift or bedside read. That flexibility helps explain its appeal to new parents, experienced parents, and readers who simply enjoy candid family satire. Compared with more instructional parenting books, it offers relief rather than advice. Compared with generic joke books, it has a strong point of view and a consistent emotional target. That combination gives it lasting presence in its niche. In conclusion, Foul Language, Welcome to Parenting is best suited to readers who want an honest, funny, and unvarnished look at family life rather than a guide to doing it correctly. New parents, sleep-deprived caregivers, and readers who appreciate candid comic writing will get the most from it because the book is built around recognition and release. Its practical value lies in emotional validation. It normalizes frustration, exhaustion, and the sense that parenting is often improvised under pressure. Its intellectual value is more modest but still real, since it captures how humor can function as a coping strategy in domestic life and how comic art can turn private stress into shared culture. What differentiates it from other parenting books is its refusal to moralize. It does not present expert systems, and it does not pretend that family life is tidy. Instead, it offers a compact, visually distinctive, and highly relatable record of what parenting feels like on difficult days. That honesty, paired with its duck character satire, is what makes it memorable in a crowded genre. If you would like to support Brian Gordon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.